we just signed the paper called Memorandum Cooperation. Mm-hmm. We are kind of supporting the activities of the NPTC. So we just resourcing, you know, the activity by that memorandum. Mm-hmm. You know, Japan and other international community engaging many projects all over South Sudan to support the people in South Sudan. But, you know, to proceed to engage in all these project, one of the most important critical issues is a peace in this country. From that point of view, the Japan is highly appreciate the signing of the agreement and also the implementation of the activity. It's very, very important. From that point of view, Japan is decided to fund mm-hmm. the activity, of particularly in NPTC, which is a kind of oversees the, all mm-hmm. the activities, all the other committees.
That's great. Now, in that particular memorandum of understanding, tell us the details of it. How you said you have committed to fund the activities of the National Pre-Transitional Committee. How much are you going to put in here, and what kind of funding are you going to help with in this committee?
Yes, this time we funded $1 million for the activities. Actually, they have to organize all the conference here, you know, inviting all the parties here for the implementation and the many other variety of the things that the NPTC have to engage in. Mm-hmm. So our funding is a part of their sort of, you know, activity support.
All right. So many of the international community actually have not come with cash as such to pay or to fund the activities so far in the implementation process of the peace agreement. They say, and I've quoted, I've interviewed many of them, is they want to see progress first in the implementation process. They want to see commitment from the warring parties before they actually give some money. Have you seen that commitment? Have you seen that process being met as Japan now that you are giving $1 million in the to help in the implementation process?
Yes, I see some progress. Actually, they organized already a sort of a various kind of meeting, and also the other day they just announced the cantonment, work program. And also, they just calculated how much they expected, kind of the cost to fulfill the their commitment of engagement. So there are many activities I see, and mm-hmm. the very good news is all the parties, almost all parties in South Sudan, are committed seriously about the implementation agreement. So it's kind of situation wait and see, you know. But to promote the activity NPTC, we have to really push them to work. So from that point of view, our contribution may work for mm-hmm. to promote their work.
$1 million so far you have committed to help the NPTC. Any more coming, or is that all you can give at the moment?
Well, actually, of course, this is the $1 million is the first kind of the support mm-hmm. that we agreed upon. But Japan is committed to support the series of implementation. Then we see the progress of the implementation. Then we consider, if necessary, we may consider another additional kind mm-hmm. of funding or other, the support in kind, maybe.
Yes, let's talk about the peace itself. Are you optimistic about the progress of the implementation of this peace agreement? Do you see finally that, South Sudan, it's going to have peace?
Yes, I'm quite optimistic. Or I should say cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
The thing is, after the signing of the agreement September, the first good news was your peace ceremony, the 31st of the October. The many international community worried about that kind of peace ceremony, but they did a very good job. They did a peace ceremony in a peaceful manner. That's very good news. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, and also as I told you, almost all the parties are really strongly committed for the agreement, implementation agreement. And also now, in reality, the number of the political conflicts drastically dropped after the signing of the agreement. And, you know, the mostly that I travel many places in South Sudan, you know, and wherever I go, many people express the kind of hope of the peace, and they're also welcoming the agreement. So I see a kind of a very good, positive, you know, sort of atmosphere in all over South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we talk about Japanese assistance to South Sudan, many South Sudanese expecting to hear from you about JICA's projects. Now, is there anything you can share to the listeners about those projects, such as the Freedom Bridge and the water facility construction projects?
Yes, many people know that Japan has been engaging the construction of the Freedom Bridge and the water system in Juba. Well, we suspended because of 2016 incident, but you know, the December last year, the team from Japan already came back to Juba, and you can see that now the construction of the bridge is resumed already. Mm-hmm. And also the water project system, they are now preparing to start to resume the construction again. So the team are now from Japan is sort of evaluating the necessary, you know, work program.
Are they already here in Juba, the one for the water project?
Yeah, the team is already here.
Yeah, the team is now here.
They are in Juba.
Okay.
They work on it. So,
oh,
they evaluate the kind of all the situation of the, you know, of the construction site, and they will soon to start.
All right. There's a text message here coming from John Andruga from Yei, and he said, thank you for the $1 million in support of peace implementation in the country, but how are you making sure that this money does not end up just in some individual pockets and in some just for accommodation of hotels and in not helping the ordinary South Sudanese? What will you tell to John right there who doubts where this money will be going?
Yes, that's a very good point. You know, when we consider the support, you know, the NPTC, we consider very carefully. That's why we signed the so-called Memorandum of Cooperation. In that memorandum, we just kind of wrote down some put conditions. You know, one of the most important things for the international community to support implementation is accountability, how they spend the funding. So from that point of view, we just put some conditions. For example, we have to have their work schedule in advance, and NPTC has a regular report to the international community about the progress, and also they have to have an auditing about how they spend money, and also the EGAL is providing a kind of, financial kind of expert is kind of monitoring all the usage of the money. So these are the kind of things, the conditions we agreed upon.
Right. Another text message is talking about the Freedom Bridge and the water project that Japan is helping in. He's saying, when will these projects come to completion? When is it going to be done?
Yes, actually, the team, particularly on the bridge team, you know, they are working now, and they see it takes more than one year and a half or 2 years, mm-hmm. you know, maximum to complete the whole, you know, construction. And good news is, of course, to complete the construction of the bridge, we need a kind of additional funding because mm-hmm. we suspend the construction for over 2 years. So the good news is just recently government of Japan has approved that additional funding, you know, to complete the bridge of the additional funding of the $27 million.
All right. Someone will be asking, though, in all these projects that you're working on helping the South Sudanese, what is there for you as in Japan? What will you take back? Why are you doing this? What is there for you, in other words?
Of course, as the you know, we have a very strong bilateral relations. You know, from that point of view, it's very important for us to support the nation building of South Sudan. But so far, the economic bilateral relation is not that big. But in the future, we have to really promote our bilateral relation. That's one other issue. So that in the future, I really hope that there would be some investment from Japan to South Sudan. Another issue is our kind of historical experience. You know, you may know that Japan and they also suffered a very big devastation after the World War II, and then we got a lot of support from the international community. That's why Japan could become one of the big economy now in the international economy. So that's our experience. So we see that now the real need here is now the South Sudan is a new phase focusing on the nation building. From that point of view, Japan would like to support that nation building of this country.
Ambassador, thank you so much. Any final remarks or messages that you'd like to send out there?
Well, again, that I always say that now that Japan is seriously committed to support the development of South Sudan. But most important thing is that peace. So, if you keep the peace here, the Japan and the other international community can come and help, to develop the many projects here. Mm-hmm. So that's why my strong message is to keep peace and to really engage in the kind of implementation of the agreement. And very lastly, that we were hosting the Olympic Games 2020, and I'm working with the South Sudanese Olympic Committee. It may be good for them to send a team from South Sudan to the Olympic. So that kind of good chance for the international communities to see the real peace and unity of the South Sudan.